I'm Master at Life and Weight Loss Coach, Jillian Lama, and you're listening to the Body You Crave podcast, where you'll learn how to end emotional eating, lose excess weight, and feel amazing in your body. No cheating required. Keep listening, and I'll show you how.
Hey, hey, welcome back. All right, so today we're going to talk about a fun topic, managing self-doubt. Oh yeah, we're getting into some good stuff now. And I bring this up because self-doubt is something that we all wrestle with at different points in life, over different areas and different things. And self-doubt is one of the biggest obstacles that blocks us from achieving our goals, from getting the help and support we want to achieve our goals, and from really believing in ourselves. And so I want to explore this a little bit more because so often we make the doubt, we make the fear of not achieving a goal and this fear of failure, we make it a problem, we make it mean something, and we think that we have to fix that, we have to solve that, we need to make that go away if we want to achieve our goal. And really, that's not the case. We don't need to forever eliminate self-doubt or fear. A lot of times there's fear of failure, but there can also be fear of success. So it's, I'm damned if I do, damned if I don't. There's fear if I fail, but there's also fear if I succeed. And so if we are waiting to pursue a goal until we have no fear, until we have no self-doubt, if we are waiting to get the support that we want until we have no fear or no self-doubt, we are going to be waiting a really long time. Like we will be waiting indefinitely. Because this is going to come in waves. It's going to come in spurts. This is why I think so many of us probably can recognize, I have good days and bad days. I have days when I'm in total belief and total confidence. And then other days when I think, who am I to be doing this? There's no way. Like, this is possible. You're being ridiculous. Right? And so doubt often creeps in when what we want doesn't make sense. And I think this is a really important thing to recognize is like when what we want doesn't seem to make sense, when we don't have evidence and proof that we can do it, then that's when the doubt comes. That's when the fear of failure comes. But anytime we try to create something new or do something for the first time, we don't have that evidence. It doesn't make sense that we would be able to create something new or something different. But I just want you to recognize the circumstances in which doubt tends to creep up. So maybe it's that you've never been at your goal weight before. Maybe it's that you haven't been there since having kids. You haven't been there since your 30s. Maybe you have past evidence that, quote, proves you can't lose weight. You struggle to lose weight. You might have past evidence that, quote, proves you can't keep the weight off. So there's self-doubt around, okay, if I look backwards, I can see I've lost the weight before, but I haven't been able to keep it off. So there's doubt in your ability to maintain that weight loss. There's fear that you'll lose the weight just to regain it again. Maybe your brain has a hard time wrapping around the fact that you can lose weight while enjoying your life, that you don't have to give up your favorite food or drink or celebrations or events. You might be afraid that maybe this can work for some people, but it's not going to work for you. And it's this thought of who do I think I am? When we talk about it from the outside, this like third person of who do you think you are? So we all have fear and doubt within us. Just we all have confidence and love and self-trust within us. We have both. And so the path is to take action from that confidence within yourself without feeling like you have to get rid of the fear and the self-doubt first. You do not need to get rid of the doubt. You do not need to get rid of the fear in order to take action from a place of confidence and belief and self-trust. Okay, so you don't need to make the fear or the doubt a problem. Let them come along for the ride. Just don't let them drive the ship. So this means looking at the fear, looking at the doubt, and not just trying to stuff it down and pretend like it doesn't exist. What happens when you think that there's a boogeyman in the closet and you don't open the closet door and you hide from it? The fear grows. the fear of what you aren't willing to look at grows bigger and bigger, and it becomes, at the very least, a subconscious block, if not a full-out conscious deterrent. So my job is not to make the doubt and fear go away or never pop up. I wish I had that power, but I can't. I can't. No matter how much I want to be able to do that for you. Because that's part of being human. That's part of how our brains are wired to protect us. They are wired to keep you safe. So now it becomes a question of, how can I love this part of me that's afraid and act from the part of me that's confident? How can I embrace my humanness and where I'm at right now and act from my future self? And that is what becomes my job, is to help you navigate this journey better. It's to help you identify what it is that you're really afraid of and to look it dead in the face and to choose to do it differently, to choose to dig into that committed, convicted emotion, those feelings that are going to drive this, I'm not going to stop. I'm not giving up until I achieve my goals. My job is to help you enjoy the journey, enjoy the process, to stop fighting and resisting your emotions, to stop fighting and resisting where you're at in the process, where you're at in the journey, so that you can truly see and change those internal subconscious parts that need to be seen. They need to be heard. They need to be addressed if you truly want to lose the weight and keep it off for life. And so often we let fear and self-doubt rule our future and what's possible for us. We let fear and self-doubt dictate what's possible, what's available. We let other people's voices linger in our heads until we adopt them as our own. And so the other part of my job becomes helping you to identify the thoughts that are coming up and decide whether or not you want to keep them. Where did they come from? Who did they come from? Is this a thought that you want to continue thinking? Because it's now yours. We are no longer going to blame our parents. We're no longer going to blame our ex. We are no longer going to blame our aunt or our cousin or our best friend from fifth grade. Like, we're not going to blame other people. We want to identify and understand the patterns. We want to understand the context. We want to understand and have compassion for our younger selves that was just trying to make sense of the world. But there comes a point where we have to grow up and take responsibility and decide, they are no longer in charge of me. And I'm no longer going to let their voice keep dictating what I'm allowed to do and dictate how far I can go and what I can achieve. I'm going to help you identify the emotions that you are either unwilling or don't want to feel, the ones that you are resisting. And so often, it's the threat of an emotion. It's the threat of feeling embarrassed or humiliated if you lose weight and then you gain it back again. Because your brain is so smart and it's so protective, and she is fighting dearly for you to stay the same, to not risk feeling those emotions again, which sadly means that you're not even going to try losing weight. It's, I don't want to lose the weight just to regain it because there's so much shame and embarrassment and humiliation. So we're just not going to lose the weight, period, right? Because if you lose the weight, then there's this threat of not being able to keep it off. Then you either regain the weight or you live in this constant state of fear and worry of, will I be able to actually do that? And I mean, we'll tell you from experience, that shit's terrifying. That is a horrible place to live. And what was so hard about the struggle and what I went through was it was so hard to lose the weight. And then it felt so hard to keep it off. And I just felt like I was constantly dieting all the time. And it was, I had to do the diet to lose the weight. Then I had to keep doing it in order to not regain the weight. So there was this striving to lose it. And then it was driving and like having to constantly fight to keep it off. It was miserable. And so what we have to do is really calm and self-soothe those internal parts, our mind, our nervous system, not with food, not with alcohol, not with shopping or working or any other ways that we like to buffer, but with addressing and looking at our emotions and validating them, seeing them, letting them have a, like identifying it, not just trying to pretend like it doesn't exist. because there is uncertainty in weight loss, right? Because you don't know exactly how much you're going to lose this week or this month. You don't know exactly when you're going to hit your final goal weight. You don't know exactly what obstacles are going to come up. You don't know exactly how your brain is going to fear success and try to protect you and is going to self-sabotage. But you can be certain that you will figure this out, that you won't stop until you've hit your goal. You can be certain that you won't give up on yourself. You can be certain because you are committed. And that's what we want to dig into. We can bring the doubt, we can bring the fear along with us, but we have to dig into that commitment. You can be committed to making progress week after week. No matter what curveball life throws you, no matter what little mistakes you might make, no matter how you might fall off your plan or not stick with your plan one day, because it's all about getting right back on track and learning from it. Learning from last month, learning from last quarter, learning from last year, so that you don't keep repeating the same mistakes over and over again. And sometimes the process of weight loss and ending emotional eating or binge eating, it might feel a little messy, but it's not hard. It's actually very simple, right? Like weight loss in and of itself is a simple concept. You're going to eat when you're hungry and stop when you're satisfied. You're going to eat for physical hunger, not out of emotional hunger or this desire for emotional comfort or distraction. You're going to drink water and sleep and move your body. And you're going to live and enjoy your life right now as you lose the weight. It's a very simple plan, but it doesn't always feel easy in the moment. And that's okay. I just want to point out that what makes it feel hard is not the actions that we need to take. It's the emotions that come up. It's the fear that you won't hit your goal. It's the fear that you'll hit your goal, but then regain the weight back again. It's the fear that you don't want to miss out on life and all your favorite things while losing the weight, because in the past, that's what you've had to do. It's the fear that you'll need more willpower or more self-discipline and you won't have it. There are dozens and dozens of emotions that we are used to avoiding with food. And now the process becomes opening up to them and allowing yourself to feel them. And that, in and of itself, can be scary. Like, we are so used to avoiding these emotions. But all emotions are just vibrations in your body. They can't hurt you. I was sharing this in a group workshop yesterday, actually, when I was talking about binge eating and emotional eating. Sharing, like, the first step is to identify and recognize what are you feeling? What are those emotions? What does it feel like? And we're going to normalize it, and we're just going to feel it. And it can't hurt you. Nothing bad is going to happen. We're just going to feel some sensations in the body. That's it. And when you stop fighting the emotions, when you stop fighting the fear, when you stop trying to fight the self-doubt, that's exactly when you make the weight loss easy. And that's what I'm here to help you do. I'll help you step into your confidence and self-trust and self-belief. And on the days when your belief wavers, you get to borrow mine. Because I have done this and I have helped dozens of clients do this. And I know that I can help you do this too. And through 6 months of coaching together, I'll help you build your confidence, your self-trust, and your self-belief to even greater levels. And I'll teach you what that looks like to bring the doubt, to bring the fear along for the ride, but not let it drive the ship, not let it drive the boat. We're going to still take action from that place of confidence and commitment, this deep, unwavering commitment to ourselves, that this time it will be different. So if you would like some help with that, best place to start is with a free consultation. And on the call, we're going to dive into where you are now, what happened, let's say within the last year or so, like where you're at with your body, your weight, your body image, how you think and talk to yourself, and then where you want to be 6 months, 12 months, 3 years down the road. And when we learn that we don't have to fight, we don't have to resist, we don't have to make things harder on ourselves, when we learn how we're making it hard on ourselves so that we can figure out how to make it easier, that's where the beauty lies. That's where the magic happens. So if you've been wrestling with doubt and fear, you're not alone. This is very normal. And you don't have to eliminate it in order to see success and in order to see results. I had a client last year and she lost 25 pounds in 4.5 months as a single mom. And when she hit that goal, she even surprised herself. She was like, wow, I wasn't even sure that this was possible. I wasn't even sure that this was like fully going to happen. She didn't have 100% belief. And that's okay. You don't have to have 100%. All you need is 10%. And then you can borrow the rest from me. And I will help you to build your belief in yourself, to build your self-confidence. And I'll help you learn how to manage the fear and manage the self-doubt to where that comes up less and less. To not freak out when it does come up, and to get right back into that grit and determination and resilience that I know is within you, and to bring that forward. Because you can create the life and body you crave, regardless of your circumstances. Whether you are married, whether you are separated, whether you are in the process of divorce or you are post-divorce, whether you have kids, whether you do not, it does not matter. What matters is the process of who you are becoming and recognizing those patterns that keep you stuck and frustrated and overweight and learning how to break those bit by bit. And I can help you do that. So if this has resonated with you, if you're listening to this podcast, then clearly my work is resonating with you. And it's time. Let's go. Bring the doubt, bring the fear, and I'll teach you, I'll help you to see it, to allow it, and then to decide we're not taking action from that place anymore. We're going to take the action from belief, from confidence, and we're going to build that all the way through. So if you want some help losing weight this year, whether it's 10 pounds or 100 pounds, I can help you lose the weight and keep it off for life. I'll help you end emotional eating, end your binge eating habit. I'll help you to feel better in your body, and I'll help you to think better thoughts, to love your body now and all the way down the scale. And to not just think that your thoughts about yourself or your life or your body are magically going to change when you lose the weight. I'm going to teach you how to change those thoughts now so that way you don't lose the weight and get to your goal, still nitpicking your body, looking at all your flaws, terrified of what the scale is going to say week to week. No. We are done living like that. It's a whole new year. It's time for a whole new you. And if you're ready for that transformation inside and out, I can help. The best place to do that is to schedule that free consult. Visit www.bodyyoucrave.com/schedule. Find a day and time on my calendar that works for you. And let's go. All right, y'all. I hope you enjoyed this little pep talk. Know that it's okay if you have fear and self-doubt. This is part of the human experience. This is normal, and you don't have to get rid of it in order to take the action that you want. You don't have to get rid of it in order to create the results that you want. I'll help you to work through that. All right, y'all. Have a fabulous week. Here's to creating the life and body you crave.
If you like this episode, then you'll love my free virtual workshop, 5 Keys to End Emotional Eating and Lose Excess Weight for Life. You'll learn the counterintuitive reason why all your attempts to restrict food over the years has actually led to weight gain, and the mental switch you need to flick that'll have you dropping pounds without sacrificing wine, carbs, or the food you love. Get all the details at bodyyoucrave.com.